Brachas Perk Vav Mishnah Hey. Berich al Hayayin Shalifnea Mazin, Patras Yayin Shalachar Mazin. So back in those days, they used to have wine before the meal, and then they would eat, and then sometimes after the meal, they would move away the bread and they would take it away. And then on Shabbos and Yontif, they would also eat wine, drink wine again, and also have like a dessert. Could be they had dessert on other days of the meal, but for sure, wine they didn't have. They only had it on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Mefarshim explained they were dealing dafka with Shabbos and Yontif. And because that's the case, one on Shabbos and Yontif, during those times, when he would drink beforehand, whether it's by Kiddush or whatever, he would make a bracha on Yain. He knew that in the future, he's going to have this nice little sit-down after the Suda and have wine again. So he would have this wine in the future in mind when he made the bracha now. So the Mishnah starts, Berich al Hayayin Shalifnei Hamazon. And if a person makes a bracha on the wine that came before, Tiferes Yisrael explains it could even be the wine of Kiddush. Potter Sayayin Shalachar Mazon. He potters the wine that came after Mazon. We are not referring to wine that you make when you bench. We're referring to this little suda, this little thing, the dessert they used to have with wine. So the wine before potters the wine even afterwards. Because he had it in mind, and like we said, it was Shabbos and Yontif, and it's Tafka those times, because nowadays the Mefarshim, the Shulchan Aruch, says that it's all considered part of the suda. We don't take our bread away, even by a big suda. It's not. It's all considered one thing. As far as the halachas, and that's a different story, but these are all for the times before our time. So the Mishnah continues, Berech al parperes shalufnei hamazon, potas haparas shalachar mazon. If a person makes a brach on parperes before the mazon, so parperes and machlok is what it is, so the Rashi and the Rav first brings the shita, the parperes is like eggs, meat, fish, things like that come with bread. Everything used to center around bread. And if you made a bracha on parperes before the meal, so you had a piece of fish before the meal, and again, it was, I guess, the derech to have fish even after the meal as dessert. Potter es parperes shalachar mazon. You would potter parperes after mazon, because again, you would have it in mind. Berech al ha-pat, and by the way, the parperes is a machlokas. The Rav himself seems to change his mind later. And most other Mefarshim learn that parperes is like a very, very thin, cooked, almost like a wafer or a cracker that's cooked in like a plate. And the Mefarshim explain that it's made, like Tiferes Yisrael explains, it's made from like little tiny crumbs like that were cooked together in like some kind of thing that congeals it together, like honey or whatever. So if a person made the bracha on parperes before, so he potters parperes afterwards. Berech al pas, the Mishnah continues, potters parperes. If he makes a bracha, now we're talking about during the meal. Berech al pas during the meal, potters parperes during the meal. So why is that? How do we know the parperes during the meal? It's like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, because if we're talking about parperes after the meal, so then what did you mean the previous halacha that said if you have a bracha on parperes before the meal, it would potter the parperes afterwards? Why do you need that? Because if anyway, I'm going to have a meal, and the meal itself is going to potter parperes afterwards. So why do you need the whole thing about if you make a bracha on parperes before, it potters it afterwards? The bread anyway is going to potter it. So elamai, this that we say, berech al pas, potter es parperes, it's dafka in the same suda. So the Mishnah continues, a la parperes, and again, parperes could either mean one of two things, but I think the simplest way to understand this would be, let's talk about the mizonos, that the crumb wafer, you know, thin cracker thing, whatever we call this. A la parperes lo potter es pas. If a person makes a bracha on parperes, he doesn't potter pas. And that's the chiddush, because they're both similar. It's, I guess, almost like a type of pas. It's almost like a very, very, you know, thin bread, but still it's not the same thing, and it doesn't potter it. Beishamai says, so this is actually a machlekes, what Beishamai is going on. So let's first go that Beishamai is going on what we just said, which is the Seifa, which is Beis Hillel just said, or the Mishnah just said, al paperis lo potter es pas, the paperis doesn't potter pas, and Beishamai comes along and says, af lo masikadera. They say not only does paperis not potter pas, because that's bread, and parperes, this mizonos, doesn't potter bread within a meal. But Beishamai says that it doesn't even potter something even closer to it, which is a maisa kedera. Maisa kedera is like a pancake or something like that, which is not like these little crumbs that make into a little wafer. It's more similar to parperis than passes, because they're both mizonos, beremine mizonos, unlike pas. So one would think that parperis can pater it. Beishame says it doesn't pater it. That's the way the Rambam and the Rav learn. The Gemara actually is misupik. If it's going on the first case or the second case, the Yerushalmi actually learns it's going on the first case. What's the first case? The first case is Berech, we just said, was Berech ala pas pateres a parperis. We just said that if you make a broch on pas, the first statement we said is it pateres parperis. And then Beis Shammai is going on that, and they say not only that during a meal does pas not pater parperis, and they're pretty similar, but not only that, they don't even pater something even more similar to pas, which is what? Like a pancake. A pancake or something like that is closer to bread than these little crumbs that are cooked together and made into one piece. So Beis Shammai says it doesn't even pater that. Either way, the halacha is not like Beis Shammai.